This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. White House physician Sean Connolly and a large medical team say President Donald Trump is doing very well dealing with his COVID-19 symptoms, that he is having no problems breathing, that he is not getting supplemental oxygen, and has been fever-free for 24 hours. The team hedged on whether the president was ever given oxygen after he left the White House yesterday. There are source reports the answer is yes. Mr. Trump is being treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir, which is known to shorten recovery time in many COVID patients. The AP quotes a source as saying Mr. Trump's vital signs were very concerning initially, but that he's been improving since he was hospitalized. The doctors would not speculate on how long the president might be hospitalized, but they say he is in good spirits. Mr. Trump joins more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by the pandemic. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center. The 74-year-old chief executive has been forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. We're told the president is able to carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. Dr. Connolly said she is doing well. Meanwhile, there appears to be widespread concern over how many in the president's inner circle he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Fox News is reporting that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has tested positive. Christie has been helping the president with debate preparation. At least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event, when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court, have been stricken. They include Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden continues his campaign while offering President Trump his best wishes for a speedy recovery. Biden has for now stopped using a series of negative ads aimed at Mr. Trump's performance in office, though he says the president's illness should serve as a lesson about the importance of such COVID safeguards as face coverings. He called it a bracing reminder that everyone needs to take COVID seriously. The vice presidential debate between Democrat Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence will apparently go ahead as scheduled Wednesday night. The conventional wisdom is that it has taken on added importance given the current situation with the president. The latest coronavirus numbers from Johns Hopkins University worldwide, almost 34.7 million infections and 1,029,000 fatalities. Here in the U.S., deaths total close to 209,000. Brazil is next with a loss of 145,000 lives. 8 months after the coronavirus arrived in India, the number of deaths from the disease today rose well above 100,000. Nearly 6.5 million people have been infected, second only to the case count in the United States. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said today he worried for Boris Johnson's life when the prime minister was hospitalized with COVID-19 in April. Raab stood in for Johnson for almost a month while he recovered. Johnson first became ill in late March and spent time in the intensive care unit. The UK has lost more than 42,000 people to coronavirus. Israel's tourism minister, Asaf Zamir, has resigned to protest a new law that curbs demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying the measure left him without a shred of trust in the veteran leader. At least 8 people are missing in France after a storm passed through the southeastern part of the country, causing strong floods around the city of Nice. Meteo France said that 450 millimeters of rain were recorded over 24 hours in some areas. That is the equivalent of close to 4 months of rain at this time of the year. The storm now poses a threat to Italy. Armenia is pledging to work with Russia, the United States, and France on renewing a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh, the breakaway enclave in the South Caucasus. Azerbaijan, which is fighting ethnic Armenians' forces, has not responded to a call for the ceasefire. Azerbaijan's president, Ilham Aliyev, this week ruled out talks with Armenia over Nagorno-Karabakh, and his ally Turkey said the three big powers should have no role in peacemaking. Since this is my final newscast for VOA, I'll take a moment for a personal message, and that is to wish our listeners all the best, especially now. Do everything you can to keep yourselves healthy, to keep those you love healthy. We know these are difficult times, difficult indeed. Let's get through them together. And with that, for the last time, by remote, I'm Gene Randall saying thanks, and this is VOA News.